This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The trustees at Amherst College voted yesterday to give their unofficial mascot the heave-ho. Lord Jeff, as he was known, was named for Lord Geoffrey Amherst, a colonial-era British commander made infamous for suggesting it might be a good idea to infect Native Americans with smallpox. It's the latest in a string of moves by and on American college campuses to confront some disturbing history, and it's not happening just here either. There's a move afoot over in the UK at Oxford University to tear down a statue of the Victorian-era mining tycoon Cecil Rhodes. His legacy, of course, is the Rhodes Scholarships, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from Oxford, Rhodes the man had a much darker side.
With its cloisters and quadrangles and pinnacled towers, Oxford is an architectural glory. But one small stone statue high up on the facade of Oriel College is casting something of a pall over this city. The statues of Cecil Rhodes, the college's benefactor.
It stands as a glorification of Cecil John Rhodes, a racist, a white supremacist, and a genocidaire.
Ati Unkopo says the statue's an affront to every student like her from Southern Africa. Rhodes massacred thousands of Matabele tribesmen and preached the superiority of Anglo-Saxons. His bequest may have paid for 8,000 Oxford scholarships, but that doesn't exonerate him.
Certainly not. We don't think that him having made money off of plundering Southern Africa, off of the diamond mines which killed hundreds of thousands of black people, means that he has redeemed himself.
Decolonize! Decolonize!
Chanting decolonize, members of the Rhodes Must Fall movement protest outside Oriel College, calling for the statue's removal. It has stood in its niche, largely unnoticed, for more than 100 years. But South African student Sizwe Mpofu-Walsh says it's high time this ruthless and brutal imperialist, the godfather of apartheid, was knocked off his pedestal.
The notion that Cecil Rhodes should be glorified in a 21st century setting we think is no longer tolerable. And we think that his legacy should be challenged and debated.
The college has promised to mull over whether or not the statue should be removed. But the overall head of the university, Lord Patton, has come out against what he sees as an attack on the fabric of a beautiful old building. He told the BBC that this campaign was part of a trend of intolerance at universities.
It's an example of what is happening in American campuses, in British campuses, where the whole, one of the points of a university, which is to engage in free inquiry and debate, is being denied. People have to face up to facts in history which they don't like, and talk about them and debate them.
The students have debated the issue. At the Oxford Union, they voted narrowly in favour of removal. That's not the prevailing opinion among other residents of Oxford, however. Should he go or should he stay?
I think it's all a bit irrelevant.
You don't think that statue today is glorifying racism and colonialism?
No, absolutely not. I think there are probably far worse statues of far worse people scattered around the world.
On balance, I think it should remain. The world is full of buildings, statues, tributes to people whose opinions we now find repugnant.
We can't tear them all down.
We can't tear them all down, nor, I think, should we.
And it's a kind of hiding away from what you don't want to contemplate, actually, pretending it's not there. Take the statue down and somehow, you know, it doesn't exist.
The Rhodes Must Fall campaigners dismiss all that as hypocrisy. After all, they ask, did not many Westerners applaud when statues of Lenin came crashing down after the collapse of communism? Ati Unkopo says, anyway, this isn't only about a statue. It's also about drawing attention to what she calls Rhodes's most pernicious bequest to Oxford.
Oxford University this year only accepted, I think, 24 black British students. There's only one senior professor who is black in this university.
You're saying Oxford University today is as racist as Cecil Rhodes?
Well, we're not saying as racist, but we're saying still structurally racist, yes.
Oxford University flatly denies the charge, challenging those statistics. It says a quarter of all its students are from black or minority ethnic backgrounds, and there are five black professors. The protest over Rhodes and his legacy goes on. In Oxford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.